California's struggling utilities are trying to cut a deal that could threaten some of the state's renewable energy providers. A bill that could reach Governor Gray Davis by the end of this week would cut the fees these providers get by half. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
Kelly Lloyd joined Anexco, a wind energy company, 12 years ago. Back then, he figured he'd mainly be selling to rich environmentalists. These days, the Danish subsidiary is the biggest supplier of wind energy in California, serving the state's largest utilities, among others. Here in the desert just north of Palm Springs, 900 of Anexco's windmills look from a distance like seagulls doing aerobics in formation. Even after 12 years in the business, Anexco's chief financial officer still marvels at how the windmills work.
You're harnessing the wind, and the wind is relying upon Mother Nature. And as long as Mother Nature is here, you'll have a very low-cost energy source.
Renewable energy suppliers like Anexco collectively provide about 12% of the state's energy needs. Under a 1978 federal law, California utilities must buy some of their electricity from independent green energy producers. After deregulation, the utilities decided to tie the price they offered green suppliers to the price of natural gas. At first, that put the squeeze on renewable energy providers whose costs were higher, until the tables began to turn and the price of natural gas began to climb. By November of last year, renewable energy suppliers were primed to make a killing, and that's when the sky fell in.
It's not good when you're a company and your number one and number two customer are not current and they're not giving any indication as to when they will be current.
PG&E is only making partial payments, and Southern California Edison stopped paying its bills. Anexco and others are owed for power all the way back to November. Edison International Vice President Tom Higgins says the company had no choice but to go into default.
Perhaps the easiest explanation is that we were no longer creditworthy, and that's really what's produced the crisis that we're in California. It's a liquidity crisis.
Nonetheless, Kelly Lloyd of Anexco says the utility's problem leaves renewable suppliers in a dicey position.
Under the worst scenario, we do keep producing, we don't get paid, then we'll have to reevaluate what to do. Right now, though, we've always relied upon SE and PG&E. They were pillars of strength in the past, and we believe they can retain their strength.
Lloyd is inclined to be optimistic, and he's not the only one. Ralph Cavanna watches the power industry for the Green-Oriented Natural Resources Defense Council.
If they can just get their contract payments restored or renegotiate the payments in a way that keeps them afloat, we just got to get them over this hump right now.
That's what utilities are essentially arguing for themselves, with new legislation being crafted in Sacramento. Southern California Edison and PG&E, who both declined to comment on the talks, are seeking to retroactively renegotiate long-term contracts with renewable energy providers. The utilities want to pay about 8 cents a kilowatt hour instead of the roughly 17 cents they owe. Jan Smutney-Jones of the Independent Energy Producers Association worries this is a partial solution at best that could spell the end for some of the smaller renewable suppliers operating on a thin margin.
Obviously, we would expect the utilities to drive a hard bargain, but at some point, they can't drive small power producers out of business. And, right now, California does not have the luxury of shutting down power plants.
But renewable suppliers do have the advantage of state subsidies California offers to help cover the cost of building or refurbishing facilities and equipment. Ultimately, California's long-term need for a diversified power portfolio is what gives Ralph Cavanna and others hope that green power won't be given the shaft as the state scrambles to find its way out of a short-term crisis.
We all now acutely know what some of us have been saying for a while, which is that it's important to do everything we can to minimize our exposure to high fossil fuel prices. And some people thought fossil fuels would be cheap forever. We didn't need, quote, alternatives. Everyone knows better now. The long-term commercial future of wind, solar, geothermal is, I think, bright.
There is a consensus among industry watchers that renewable suppliers in general will be able to ride this crisis out, minus a few smaller players. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Palm Springs.